The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.
Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Welcome to Healthy Lifestyle. I am Lorianne Castia. Our goal here at Healthy Lifestyle is to inspire, educate, and empower you to fulfill a healthy, emotional, spiritual, and physical life so you can feel empowered to live the life you have always wanted and dreamed. Yes, it is that time of the month where we have our little lunch bunch with Linda Marie Paul and Vince Parada.
Yeah.
We are here. We may have another guest stop by later, so tune in.
I love when she comes.
I know. Well, you're not supposed to give it away. She's really good about secrets, peeps. Yikes.
I swear, I'm a vault.
Happy. So from this crew, we want to say Happy New Year, right?
Yes, Happy New Year.
It's the first time we've been together during the year. And we want to talk about intentions in 2021 and the importance of building intentions. And some people refer to that as New Year's resolutions.
Oh, which you don't like.
I don't like that term because a lot of people don't follow through because they just think they do it that day and then they don't follow through. So intentions is something that we're going to do and have intentions to do all through the year. And if we stop, we could start again. And that's something that a lot of people don't do, whether it be diet or exercising, meditation, whatever your modalities are, whatever your habits are. Even if you stop, don't wait till next Monday. Start again in an hour. Start again tomorrow. But shorten that time period. I know a lot of people, they mess it up on Tuesday and go, that's it. And they go crazy and they start again on Monday. And it's just like, well, you lost all those days.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important. That's why I really don't like calling them New Year's resolutions because they're not resolutions because they're not resolved. I know. My English teacher would be so proud of me with that too.
So tell everybody a little bit about you and what your intentions are and how beautifully you've been doing.
Oh well, thank you so much. So
You're welcome. So
my intention this year is to really change up, and because the show's called Healthy Lifestyle, do as I say, not as I do. What? No. So I'm following my
wah,
own. Following my own recommendations. I of course meditate every day. I do my gratitude every day. I do my blessings every day and affirmations. But also what I'm doing is I'm on a paleo. Mm-hmm. I decided to really cleanse my body, make sure I just eat properly, augment it. Well, that looks really good for those on Facebook. You saw this beautiful, beautiful pie that Linda Marie will talk about because she made it from scratch for us today. So we're going to just bring in other things that are paleo related. Again, just keeping everything healthy, clean inside and out. And if I shed a couple of pounds, I don't want to say lose because when your body knows you're losing something, it will go seek it to gain it back. So we reduce it, we release it, but we don't lose it. So
like
I'm
it.
Releasing as much weight as I can release. How about you? What are your resolutions, your intentions?
I just want to talk a little bit more about you. So when we were...
I like that. Well, that's a first. Write that down, Vince.
Jack, what's the date? The 19th. 2:27 p.m.
Well, we record on the 19th for next Saturday. This Saturday.
I can't count that fast.
That's okay.
Anyway, so, Lorianne, you know, we've been about pasta and Italian, and every week has been something of the like. So I said to Lorianne, what do you want to have? So she said, well, just so you know, I'm starting, you know, to do paleo. And I was like, okay. So she said, basically, no, nothing Italian. And I was like, well, I'll take that challenge
accepted.
So I thought, what will be yummy? So I did a beautiful bolognese.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought it's nice and it's yummy and it's hearty. Instead of using cream, you use coconut milk, which I did do a little bit, but I didn't like the taste of it. So that one's home.
Poor John is eating it right now. Yeah. Unbeknownst to him.
He does not know.
Surprise.
Honey, it's downstairs for you. And then.
You're one of those people who like taste something, it tastes off and you're like, ooh, this tastes terrible. Taste it.
I do. And the sour milk, especially.
Yeah.
But I did learn through the years that you just can't really smell the milk from the container. You have to pour it into something else because sometimes it gets a little gooky on the top. And then really, that's what you're having. You didn't put your basilico on your pasta.
Oh, okay.
I did bring cheese for the others, though.
And for those people who don't understand Italian, she wasn't swearing. It was basil.
Basil.
Because I was like, wait, what?
You should tear it up and put on top of your pasta.
So what were you saying?
So back to me. So they make so many beautiful bean pastas now. It started with years ago. They did beans. They did a lot of different things because so many people started to have celiac. And then we started to become more into paleo and keto and people were eliminating processed foods. So this is a red lentil pasta, which is just red lentils. But then I also was inspired and I was like, really, it should be like a fettuccine or a pappardelle. So I took sweet potatoes and I made ribbons with a slicer and I made pasta.
Yummy.
Oh.
And then I boiled it with a little salted water like we normally do and it's on top.
Yeah, it's so good. So
it's
yummy.
Delicious.
And thank you for doing that for me.
Welcome.
Yeah, it's really delicious. And honestly, this is really attainable. I had done a keto a couple of years ago, keto version. I won't mention the company that it was involved with, but it was painful. And it was like little astronaut food and stuff like that. And I didn't enjoy it. This is natural. It's sustainable. It really is teaching me to eat differently, make different choices. And we went out to dinner last night.
Most restaurants, absolutely, 100%.
They can accommodate it.
Do.
So last night I just had grilled chicken on top of a bed of spinach, sautéed in garlic and a little bit of olive oil. And it was fantastic. And matter of fact, they brought it out. We were at Spiro's over in Miller Place. Unbelievable. But they brought it out. It was like a serving size for a small village. So I was like, I ate a little portion. So it's also portion control. You can't eat that whole thing.
Sure.
And even if I tried, I couldn't have. And I took the rest of it home. So I'll have it for lunch tomorrow, dinner tomorrow, probably the next day. It was unbelievable. I think I invited two of my friends in. I think they're going to have it too. But really nice, hearty servings and stuff. But yeah, any restaurant will accommodate if you tell them that's what you're doing. But you need to know these things. So my last diet, I couldn't have things like carrots and I couldn't have fruit.
So many
of the vegetables I wasn't allowed to have. On paleo, you can.
Yes.
Because those are good that you can digest those and process those. And now my son's not yelling at me because at least I'm eating good carbs.
Yeah.
He goes, you have to eat carbs. So, you know, he went to Johnson & Wales.
Well, your brain needs carbs. That's how our brains function, actually.
See, I told you, Vince, I had a brain.
You win.
Wow, you're quiet today. You're usually faster than that.
He's late the whole day.
Yeah, seriously.
He's come back.
Seriously.
It's my New Year's resolution.
When you enjoy food and you grew up eating food, you know, when you completely eliminate or change your diet, you're not going to stick with it because you're missing so many things. There was nothing to miss today in this meal.
No, because you gave a little sweet, and we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
And it had.
And you can't eat it every day.
No.
But when you want to have it, or you're having something special, or your body's asking for it, you have to be able to give it to it.
And honestly, what I'm finding is I just need a little sweet.
Yeah.
Just a little, yep, and then I'm good. I don't have to, you know, eat a lot. Whereas in the past, I think a box
of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah,
I didn't
seriously.
Send you the email, Mike. Niece was had them.
Yeah, I'll give her a donation, but I'm not getting the cookies.
There's actually on the Girl Scout cookies, you can purchase the cookies.
I can give
and
them away.
Donate them to the military.
Love that.
So yeah, I do as well. So
I will do that.
We do that all the time because my daughter was a Girl Scout, and it's one of the. I think it's a really wonderful thing that young women do, and I'll support it.
You absolutely.
The s'mores would kill me if they were anywhere near me. I'm like, no, they call my name.
So we'll have to make a s'more dessert for you now. Well, and the same for dessert now. So I said, let's have something chocolatey. So I was looking through different recipes and I found this one. So I blanched almonds last night and then I grinded them down to make a flour. I mixed it with cacao powder, which has a little bit more nutrients than just cocoa powder. And I put...
It's also less processed.
Yes, coconut oil in it. And I did a little salt, I did a little vanilla, and I made the crust, and I baked that in the oven, and then I made a ganache, and I used 100% pure cocoa, and then I put a little honey, and I put a little bit of maple syrup in it, and I did the same things, a few other things, and then I did berries, so... That's a beautiful dessert, so we'll have to see how it tastes.
Yeah, looking forward to getting to that part of the course.
Me too.
So, Vince, what do you do for your New Year's? What do you do with that?
For my intention this year?
For your intention for 2021.
My intention this year is actually to enjoy more. I think that's the biggest thing missing from 2020 was there were a lot of things that enjoyment was missing. Yeah. Fun. Right? Little things that you forgot.
But now you have us, so no.
And I do, which... And what was the first thing we embraced when we saw one another, right? Yeah. It's like you want to hug that. Your friends, right? You want to feel someone touch your arm, like say, hey, so good to see you. So I want to enjoy that again. And that's something that it's so simple, but it's so evident and part of every day, but it's gone right now.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you should say that specifically is that my dad, God bless him, he just turned 87.
Oh, happy birthday, Dad.
Thank you so much. And my younger sister was able to get him an appointment, but not my mom. So we took my dad to go get his first shot. And I had my niece and nephew. I picked them up. And when I walked in the door, they came running to me and we gave them great big hugs. And then my mom said, I didn't get that hug. And he said, well, Grandma, what we haven't been allowed to. So it's just, it's yeah. so heartbreaking. But then my dad was so cute because when they were leaving, my dad has really stayed away from everyone. And he said, come over here, kid, give me a hug. He said, now that I got my shot, and he hugged them. So it was so beautiful. You know, everyone misses that embrace, that interaction, that touch.
Well, we need that. We're
love.
We're all energy. So I talk about vibration and energy. We're all energy. Yeah. That energy connects. And without that connection, you're just kind of hanging out there without that extra vibration. So it's real important to have that kind of connection and really feel that vibration. Even when I lead some Kundalini classes, and it's different. We do it online, Vince.
It sounds like a cannelloni bean. I'm sorry.
No, it's not cannelloni.
She can't eat those.
Like, I'm not allowed to eat those. Those are paleo. Those aren't paleo.
That's on our next program, cannelloni beans.
Oh, but I did make a soup. Everything was starting to go bad in the refrigerator.
Yes, about you, Lindbergh.
So I just started chopping everything up, and I made a great soup, and I was like, oh, we need something hearty in there. So I did. I put cannelloni beans in it.
Well,
it was so good.
I love them, but we can't talk about it because I can't have that anymore. Okay. Again,
it was really
good. It's about me. It's healthy lifestyle with Loria. No, I'm only kidding.
But my mom is getting her shot today.
Oh, that's good.
Yes.
Yay. So good. Excited. Yeah. No, it's real important to have that connection. And just as important, like I was saying, you know, to go back to see if I could finish my thought, is the Kundalini yoga is a meditative yoga, right? So it really
Can
helps
they follow you.
You
and do that?
Absolutely.
So that you're doing it virtually?
I do them virtually. I do groups
so
virtually and private session virtually. And then I have an in-person group that's socially distanced. And we all get together. And when you get in the room, and thank you for bringing me back to my point, when you get in the same room, you can actually feel
You didn't have to say it. I just did it all by myself. That's what I'm here
for. All by myself. He's such a big girl. When everybody starts chanting, you can actually feel the vibration of everybody. And you'll hear, all of a sudden, you'll hear different voices at different patterns. And then all of a sudden, almost like saying the Pledge of Allegiance, everybody comes in and you just feel like one voice. And it's really, really cool how that happens. And that vibration is so calming and so nice. So to your point, Vince, we need that. We need that connection. We have to keep that connection and do what we can to safely keep that connection. And so back to intentions and stuff like that. Do you do any kind of meditations? All of my clients, they need to meditate every
day. They do. So I have a few practices that I do every day, and I'm on them, I'm off them. So a couple of things that Lorianne knows is I drink a glass of water upon waking up every morning. And they actually say that if you actually speak to the water, and then because
it's
water
vibration.
is our entire body, put an intention into the water. And then when you drink that water, you're actually putting that message through every part of your being. So that is something that I've started now.
Oh, good. I do that. I do lemon water. I forgot because I've been doing it so long. The first thing I drink is lemon water. I put lemon in water.
This is just a glass of water they leave on the nightstand overnight. So this way it's room temperature and I drink it. Then I do something called oil pulling, which is really great for you. And technically you're not supposed to drink anything before you do the oil pulling because it's supposed to pull all the impurities out that you've been breathing out of your body all night. But that has wonderful benefits. And then I do a warm tea, never hot water, because you break all the
medicinal molecular structure down.
So I do a half a lemon. I do apple cider vinegar with mothers in it. I put a little cinnamon in it. I'll do different things. And I, of course, put Manuka honey or a raw natural honey. And then I go from there. And I always say my prayers. Some stretching.
Right?
I do my prayers. I'm like, my gosh, what the heck? They want you to read. You have to write things down. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I do my 10 gratitude every morning. Yeah. And it starts my day all happy and wonderful. I do the prayers to the angels and set my intention for the day. I do my affirmations. Yeah, it's all really important to start your day that way and really not miss that.
Christine's being a freak.
Oh my gosh, Christine Hart is here.
Come on, hi, Christine Hart. Here she comes.
She's coming. Vince, what do you do while we're waiting for Christine to come in?
I was just going
to
say, I feel like I really am inadequate because I don't do anything. I basically I get up. I
you
exercise.
Get up, thank God.
I do get up. I'm very
thanks
proud of
to
that.
God.
I talk to the water and say, I want a bagel.
What kind of bagel?
Any bagel.
Any
just,
bagel.
I would love a bagel. I've been so long. I pray that I'm going to have lunch. You know.
Ta-da!
Oh my gosh. Listen, you exercise every day. That's why I call you 24.
Exercise every day.
You exercise every day. That's
without
really
fail.
Good. And so that's your habit. And maybe we can add in gratitude to that as well. A little gratitude.
It's funny you say that. During exercise, it gives me a chance to think about things because you get a lot more clarity about.
Oh, I thought you were thankful that you were still breathing. Oh, thank God.
Generally,
oh, thank God, it's almost over.
Yes. I'm the before and you guys are the after. Okay. You guys are grateful and I'm just hopeful. So.
Hi, Christine. Welcome.
Hello. So nice to be here. Breaking things.
So glad that you came here. It's so
thank
good
you
to
so
you.
Much.
Christine Hart. She is a
yay.
Mindful heart. Just unbelievable. And what's the name of your book again?
Oh my God, I almost got
21 days.
I got a little verklempt. It's the 21 day. It's the Hart method. Do I know the own title of my own book?
It's your last name. That's
Hart
a hint.
Yeah.
Hart. That's right. The Hart method. 21 days.
Guided meditation.
Guided meditation.
She is an international published writer.
Yes, she is.
Wow.
So cool. And I don't even know the people in England. That really counts.
Does it count that I'm an international mentor? That I have I have clients all across the world? And
I love that people write in on the show and they're like answering from Africa. It's amazing. New Zealand. A beautiful
film. Yeah, it's so much fun. It's so much fun. I love working. It's really interesting. Thank God for the internet, though, because people in other countries, I actually use an internet translator so that we can talk back and forth. Otherwise, I'd be like, I got nothing. I'd love to help you, but
thanks.
I don't know. And send.
So there is one thing that I want to bring up that I read yesterday. I received an email in my email box. It was called Mind Movies, and I have no idea.
Oh, yes.
You get their email?
Absolutely.
So this one was, you are the author of your life.
Of course.
And I thought, of course, okay. But then they broke it down even better. So they said now for 2021, you get to write your book and you get to write your story now for the next 365 days. So the book has 12 chapters, one for every month, and it's 365 pages.
Love it.
I know. Isn't that beautiful? So I thought, I love that. So it says, you are the author. Write the most beautiful story possible for yourself.
I love
it. So
very
we're
nice.
Up to page. So mine had a really big forward.
Shocking. Shocking.
Starting with page 19 and preface.
I want to thank me. What? No.
It's not your book.
No, I'm saying that's what you wrote.
Oh,
I want to thank me.
I thought you were writing yours.
No, I am writing mine. Mine is called Own My Own. Thank you for that lead-in. Own Your Own. And that's where one of my principles, I talk about two different principles that I've found throughout life that have been very useful for me and useful for other people when they utilize it. And I'll give you some more information about that as
that
we go.
That is very exciting.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
You should be so proud of
really
yourself.
Close to publishing. And I am. I really am. It was a labor of love, without a doubt. And it's something that it's very daunting. It's very daunting. And I know I busted your shoes, Christine. It's like, write, just write. Now I'm like, oh my God, that really sucked.
You never said that. You're always supportive.
No, I mean, it really sucks that I kept saying to you, just do it. And in the meantime, I'm like sitting there and my mentor's saying to me, just do it. And I was like, stop it.
You're being mean to me.
I know, stop being mean. I don't want to today. And they're like, okay, that's fine if you don't want to, you know, accomplish your goals. And I was like, oh, you used me against me. I hate that. So, but it's a really good thing. And it's a great achievement that you have and that you're internationally renowned and you're just doing so great
thanks.
Things. And you're touching the body of our community at the level of teenagers,
which
is so amazing. 'Cause can you imagine if we knew what we know now, then how amazing it would be? So I love that. I love everything that you're about and doing. Hey, Michael, what are your intentions for 2021?
Eating.
Stop chewing.
Him and Vince are in the same boat.
God, you just caught me so off guard. Honestly, just to throw kindness out into the world. Actually, there's a very interesting quote that I think fits very well here from one of my favorite shows, Cobra Kai. Any of you guys
check
it out?
Oh, yes, I saw it.
Yes. It's a follow-up to the Karate Kid movies.
It's Ralph Macchio. I went to school. Oh, I'm sorry. Ralph Macchio. I went to school with him. And so it is a follow-up to the Karate Kid.
Yep.
It has a lot of the same people in.
Yep. Sequel show to the Karate Kid. It's a fantastic show. And in season 3, the one that just came out on New Year's Day.
Yep.
So it's very recent. There was a quote put into there by one of the characters that was in the second Karate Kid movie. Her name was Yukie. It's the one that Miyagi loved.
Yes.
And Kumiko, as an adult in Cobra Kai, said a quote that she said back then to her, and that quote was, "Put good out into the world, and good will come back to you."
Without a doubt, you're absolutely
right.
So
that's a pretty symbolic quote to what my goal is, I guess.
Yeah, putting good out. And you have a podcast. What's the name of your podcast?
Oh, you are the best for this plug. It's Yapping Yankees. It's probably the best podcast out there for any diehard Yankees fan.
It's true.
We know so many.
How much did you love my high heels that say Yankee and sparklies?
So cute they
Don't answer that.
You have to bring them. You're adorable.
I did. I wore them last week. I should have worn them this week, especially with Vince being here. But they're like 5-inch heels, and it says Yankees down the side and sparklies. It says New York on the other side. So I love them to death. But they're wore them specifically for you. Aww. You have a great podcast, Michael.
Thank you. Yeah, it's every Sunday night. There's a new episode, and it's available on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud. So,
and don't you have a goal and an intention this year with that podcast?
Definitely. I want to start getting paid on YouTube. That'd be very nice, which requires 4,000 watch hours and 1,000 subscribers, and I'm already over 200 subscribers, so I'm on the push.
So everybody needs to help out.
Okay.
Everybody
say
tell
it again.
Everybody.
What's it called again?
Yapping Yankees podcast, and the YouTube channel's Yapping Yankees. That's where I'm really
Yapping
trying to get everybody to
Yankees.
Subscribe.
YouTube. Okay.
Yeah. So think Yapping's us and then Yankees.
Do you know what that means?
We're going to break. Healthy lifestyle with Lorianne. That is what you're listening to, even though it sounds
Manja.
Like mayhem. And we will take a little short break, and we will be right back to this craziness. Yes, you have to eat. You have to eat.
Yeah, it looks delicious.
Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne is brought to you by Northwell Health. Visit them online at northwell.edu. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. I hope you were listening. Oh my gosh, Linda Marie has had Sambuca. This is never a good sign. Welcome back to Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lorianne. If you have any questions or comments, or you'd like to hear more about something, or ask me not to have Linda Marie on anymore, please drop it into messaging or send me a text. I'm only kidding. That'd never be
you
possible.
Are the sign of that injury.
I cannot endorse that healthy lifestyle.
Injurydocsnow.com. You are the same color as that logo.
Yes, well, I cannot endorse that company. I don't know anything about it. But and Healthy Lifestyle doesn't endorse companies. But with that said, if you do have any comments or questions, please let us know. We enjoy it. We answer you right away. We appreciate you following us. And we appreciate you coming back in 2021.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited because I said to Lorianne, I was asking her about an upcoming show, and I said, what do we need to do? And I was like, oh, wait, first, am I invited?
Yeah, she did. She starts rattling in, and then she stops. She goes, am I invited?
Wait.
And I was like, yes.
Okay,
so we have this lunch bunch. We're going to do it once a month. It's usually around the same time
of
the month.
Guess what next month?
Oh, what's next month? Tell everybody, because you're a spoiler alert. Well, seriously, don't tell her any secrets.
I'm a vault.
A vault.
So it was MJ's birthday.
Seriously, a broken in vault.
So happy belated birthday to you.
Oh, happy belated birthday, Michael.
Thank you, guys.
So segue two, it's Lorianne's birthday.
Next month,
And it's a special birthday.
I'm it so is. Excited. We're not going to talk about that.
And it happens to be going to be on Fat Tuesday.
Ooh, nice.
So really, we are going to celebrate.
Which is kind of against my paleo, but anyway. Yeah.
Well, I'm just, I think I might just tell you right now. I don't know if I'm going to be hearing to it.
Well, it's my birthday, so you don't have to.
Okay, good.
That was my deal. It's 30 days, and that falls outside the 30 days.
Wow. See, I didn't even know that part.
Yeah.
So, okay, good.
Yeah.
So you're going to keep it longer than that, but we'll just have a little bit.
I'm going to go back in, but yeah. I'm allowed to take exercise days, which
that's
allows me to exercise outside.
You have
outside.
With yourself. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not, you know, I'm doing this with Anthony. And Anthony keeps calling them cheat days. And I was like, that's terrible because we're not cheating.
But
we're
it makes just it feel we're more giving, fun.
Yeah.
Does
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Oh, a fun
you're that
day.
Person, aren't you, Ben?
A fun day.
It's a fun day. It's
a fun day. I like that. I like a fun day.
It's a choice day.
Did you
I
tell
call
Anthony?
It a choice day.
I think he'll like fun day.
Fun day? He'll yeah. like fun
Anthony's
day.
Fun day.
Yeah. He'll like that a lot because he that's what he looks for. So we're so excited about that. We're going to celebrate.
What's our color
that.
Theme? Because it really should be green and purple, but we can make it anything you want.
We can decide it later. Or if you guys have an idea in the color you'd like to see other than red, we would love to have we'd love to have your input on that. What do you think? So Christine, what are your intentions this year? I don't call them New Year resolutions.
She's
I call
so
them
good.
She is good.
Well, I recently purchased a spin bike, not the Peloton, but I can't think of the name of it because it's so much cheaper and you can get the Peloton classes.
Cool.
Bowflex.
Oh,
so just committing.
Oh, Bowflex.
Yeah, so
they've been around a long time.
Fabulous bike, small, jumping on that. I love to exercise anyway. So really, that's my intention. And my other intention is to move. I would like to move into a bigger space. So putting it right out there.
Wow.
Yeah. And I would love to do more events, speaking, maybe go back into stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have been coming up to me recently, like, Chris, you gotta do stand-up again. I'm like, yeah, you know. I feel like my stage is when I'm at school, and I feel like I already experienced success from stand-up. You know, you all know my name, right? Mm-hmm. Chris Hart. Just kidding. Didn't quite make it to NSL. NSL? How about SNL? And I didn't have any Zambuca.
Maybe you should give her some.
Let me top her up.
Passing it
just
down?
Just pass it down.
No, that's really great. I think you should definitely do that because you just threw it out in the universe. When are you going to start?
Ooh, maybe after a throwdown.
I'm throwing it down.
Can you have it after Kundalini class?
Yes, I can. So the Kundalini class will get everybody calm and in this open mood. It opens your spirits, opens your heart, sets your intentions for whatever you want to achieve. And then you could just ramp right into your comedic stand-up.
Be ready. Right? You'll be uh-oh. Nice and calm, and then all of a sudden,
laughter is the best medicine. And that goes back to what you were saying. And your crew, Vince, is wild. Shout out to them.
Oh, when are we invited to one of those things?
As soon as they open up and we start going back to bars, right. You guys are all invited.
Oh, it's at a bar.
We have a little bit of fun. Lorianne has come a couple of times.
Yeah, I've gone a couple of times, and then they came to see me sing, and they were unbelievably rowdy yet supportive crew. And then Vince got up and sang with me that they didn't really knew that it was coming. And all of a sudden you saw them, like you could hear their necks twisting when their heads snapped to see who was singing. And so he got up and sang with me and they just went wild.
It
they
was
went
really funny because they weren't the only ones that were surprised. So was I.
I'm like, you're Vince, you're coming up and singing. What? Wait, no? What? And I don't give him the chance to say no, so that's why I don't tell him in advance. And he goes, what am I singing? I'll tell you'll find out when you hear the song. And he's like, what if I don't know the words? As he's saying that, the band already started.
Exactly.
I already had it fired up on my iPad just in case. So it's all good. So never be surprised to be surprised with me. So
I was just going to say, I love your new babbles.
My new babbles?
Yeah.
This?
Yeah.
So oh, this
pretty.
Was, Anthony gave that to me.
Oh,
thank
it's so
you.
Pretty.
Yeah, it's very sparkly. You know I love my sparkly
yes.
stuff. So.
So
and this is a Brighton ring with a heart and all the sparkles and
aww.
Stuff. So, yeah, well, thank you for pointing that out. That's
you're
very
welcome.
Nice. So Vince, you know, I know you don't have a lot of intentions.
Except to eat.
I intend to have an intention this year.
You intend to have an intention?
Yes,
okay.
Very intensive
next intention. Time we get together, which is next in February, mm-hmm. I would like to know what your intentions are.
I will have, I actually will have an intention. I always do because Fat Tuesday starts off. Mm. Kind of a great time for me. So there's always, I used to give something up. That was always my thing because they're part of the religion. But I decided instead, I heard something really good. Do something positive. Do something, you know, that you
yeah.
can, that's just as good as giving something up, right? And I like that a lot more. So usually we do a food drive or collect codes or something.
Well, tell us what it is so we can bring it to the show with us.
Yeah, when you know what it is, share it. We'll share it on the show. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I have to just, if you don't mind, one great surprise. Normally this year, talking about stuff for an enjoy, we usually try to have a big food drive in December. And I had someone call me up and said, and it was a person who teaches yoga, that she had been carrying on the food drive just like we normally did and asked me to stop by. She had a few things. My entire SUV was full door to door, front to back. I had to drop the seats.
How beautiful.
It was great. And right now, whatever your food pantry of choice is, make a visit. They are really low on food, but it was nice to be surprised by people who just do it because they remember that you was trying to help out.
There are so many good humans out there. We don't hear enough about them. So if anybody knows anybody who's doing these wonderful things, please bring them to my attention at Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. And also you all, anytime you know somebody who's out there doing things like that, we really want to elevate and highlight that because that's really, I see more of that than anything else. And that just always comes to my attention. So I would love to really, really highlight that and celebrate that there is tons of really good people out there, contrary to some people's belief. So four of them are here between the three in here and Michael in the booth. You guys are really good people who do really good things every single day. And, you know, the importance of intentions is not only for you, but also for your family. You set a role. Your role model. So by doing it, you then end up, what happens is it's like, while we were going through what we went through in 2020, people would come up and say to me, why are you still smiling? This is terrible and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, well, I'm really actually finding joy whenever I can find joy. I'm not dismissing what was going on, but I was finding the joy. You have to find the joy. And through doing it myself, it was actually becoming something that other people started doing. And that's what your intentions do too. When you start talking about it, share it. Have accountability partners who keep you accountable. And now apparently all of you are my accountability partners with this paleo. Woohoo. I won't be able to cheat anywhere or celebrate anywhere. That's really important. What do you think about accountability partners? Christine, you're also a mentor.
Oh yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with that. Once you put it out there, like you said before, and you put it out into the universe and you put it out to a group of people who support you, then you're going to follow through more with the accountability. You got to really be selective with who you share with because, you know, there's some people want to keep pushing you down.
Right.
But where there's people
Which
who keep
so
lifting you up.
To believe that.
Oh, and it's the people that I think so it's fear. It's fear.
No, it's their own. It's their own.
But
it's their
own.
But
how could you not want to see someone else grow and to flourish and to be better?
Because if they can push you down for 5 seconds, they feel better about themselves because now somebody's less than what they are. Mm-hmm. And so it for some reason gives them a good feeling until they discover how wonderful it feels to lift other people up. It feels so much better to lift somebody else up than to push them down.
I went to the post office the other day. My sister, I'll say it quick, stacks of medical forms that had to get out before the new year. And she's in New Hampshire. She's like, Chris, can you do it? I'm like, sure. Huge line. I'm like a doo-doo-doo. I go in. I have no tape, no box, nothing. This little lady's like, it was just like a little like mayhem. And this beautiful, tall young lady handled like this really nasty interaction. So when I came up, I'm like, Brittany, that was amazing. She's like, oh, thank you. Maybe she's like 20 years old. She's a baby. So I go, here's my box. I go, can I use tape? She goes, oh, we really can't give out tape. I go, you know what? I'll buy the tape. Right. You think nothing of it. So I, you know, she's wrapping up my box and this little old lady comes back in. She's like, I lost my paper. I lost my paper. She's all frazzled. Brittany's like 6 feet tall. She says to me, I'm like in the middle of them. She goes, Chris. Well, she didn't know my name. She said, ma'am, ew, gross. How about young lady? But that's another thing.
She goes, I'm with you, girl. Down. I'm with you, girl.
Ma'am, I don't think so. So her slip of paper was, so I could find it. I get it for the little old lady. Who needs tape? The little old lady. Aww. I go, here, use my tape.
Universe.
So I leave with the tape and I'm going down, you know, down this little walkway. And my whole body's like, leave the tape. Turn around. Leave the friggin' tape. Do you really need the tape? Yeah. Apparently it's a big thing to have tape. So I go back into the post office. I go, Brittany, use this for the day. She's like, really? I'm like, well, yeah, it's $3 tape. to it, my sister shares a similar story where she's so aggravated that she doesn't have tape. And the post person is being like, kind of like, well, I can't give you the tape. And she goes, and here you're telling me that you're like the goody two shoe, buying the tape, leaving the tape, helping everybody. And I've since made a decision to buy tape once a month and just drop it off at the post office.
Oh.
Because if you need tape, at least it'll be available.
Right, yeah, right. That's nice. And it's little things, acts of kindness like that, little tiny things like that, which to some people aren't so tiny because it would have made them late, or right. they wouldn't have known, or that little lady, so the little cute. Elderly lady would have been, you know, in a tizzy for the whole day. And yeah. so little acts of kindness go a long way. Wow, that Sambuca is really hitting me.
So, it's not me
today.
Can I borrow just a second?
Because yeah, do you want to borrow tape? No,
Christine has.
I'm going to borrow the tape.
I have strength.
When my father passed away, he passed away last year, and people asked what they could do, and it was really tough because we couldn't even really have a funeral for him.
Oh, I'm sorry,
but. The thing about my dad was there were so many little things that we learned about him that he was doing that were just really nice little things for other people. And so we agreed as a family, and we asked anybody that said, can we do something? Yeah, do a random act of kindness, but it must be anonymous. Mm-hmm. Because the greatest gift, and I learned this from a friend that was Jewish that passed away, that you can give someone, is a kind act that can never be repaid. And to my Jewish friends, I probably expressed that badly, but the intent is to do something selfless that other mm-hmm. person can never repay you for. It's the greatest.
And I can't think of the word. Nice. There's a specific word for it, but it's escaping yeah. my mind.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know
so
what the
beautiful.
Word is, but I actually do. I actually do that. I have cards that are made up, and it's just a little act of kindness. So because a friend of mine, Paul Saladino, he's been on the show. He's an intuitive. He introduced that to us at a spiritual gathering. And I was like, oh my God, I love that. So I totally said, can I borrow this? And he's like, it's not borrowing. It's not my idea. I just want you to utilize it. And I share it with everybody. I share it with my clients. I make sure that, you know, they consider doing that as well.
So I think it's a mitzvah.
And I went, okay.
Sorry.
And I went, I was actually doing it, and I buy lottery tickets. And then periodically, I'll just get the feeling. I'll take it from my car, and I'll put it on somebody's windshield.
Gosh.
And I went to go. I saw this man get out of his car, and I was like, I want to put it on his windshield. So I go over. I put it on his windshield. He comes back. I guess he forgot. And I'm like, and I was just like, you know, one of those things.
Driving under the car.
I felt like I should have like hit the ground and crawled under the car and tried to, you know. I didn't. I just kind of wandered away and looked confused, which, you know, sometimes isn't so hard. Leave it alone, Vince. He sees the thing in his windshield. Now he's parked in a handicapped parking spot. And you could see, now he's angry because he sees something on his windshield. And you could see the body change between the door to the, are you kidding me, body language. And he goes over and he picks it up, and then he stops, and his whole body language changes. And now he's looking around trying to figure out, why does he have this on there? And then he sat there and he scratched it, and I left because it doesn't matter what mm-hmm. the outcome was. It was just that he felt special. And the reason why I selected him is I knew he was a veteran. Mm-hmm. He had veteran Very bumper nice. Stickers and stuff like that. And they do so much for us.
Yes, they
that
do.
It was like a little thing that I could give mm-hmm. back to, because he's one of the people who allows us to have these kind of radio shows and allows my family to have the freedom of choice and allows us to have this great constitution that protects us. That's why I did it. So, but anytime you can do a random act of kindness where you don't necessarily know what the outcome is.
Which right. is the best.
It's exciting because I think about him every once in a while. I was like, I wonder if he won.
Right.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Wouldn't the
ripple effect that you just did with that and the fact that all of us are, I'm assuming, like-minded. I don't want people to know. Random coffee. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm at McDonald's. I'm like this. All right, I'll pay for behind me, but mine is like $30. I hope theirs isn't like $30. Whatever. It was $2.07. They got chocolate chip cookies because they give you the receipt. I'm like, all right, I could have paid a little more. You know, all right, next time, like $20 would be good. You know,
but yeah,
those instances have occurred, and it's gone on. With my daughter-in-law does something like that, and it's gone on. She's been told like, you know, 3-4 dozen folks that just, oh, that was so nice. You know what? I want to pay for the next person. And the fact that you never get to see that person's response, you kind of just walk away, you get that feeling, mm-hmm. that's really all you need. That's all it's about.
Oh, yeah. You're just like, yay.
Doing something nice, dropping the food off at the food pantries, helping somebody across the street, helping, you know, just giving them something anonymously. It's really a really It's a good thing to do.
I'm stealing your lottery card thing.
Oh, it's
I
not
love
a steal.
That.
It's a great one. You could just do little things like that. It doesn't cost a lot of money to be kind. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That little surprise is nice, and you never know. Mm-hmm. You just never know. So, and it's so funny. One day, maybe on the news, we'll hear this man, you know, or a woman say, "Hey, I don't know. I just had this lottery ticket and it was placed on my windshield." And wouldn't that be nice? Somebody out there did something like that and this person won.
Well, and if everybody listening did one random act of kindness today, you'd be surprised at the ripple effect that could have. Yeah. There are so many listening.
Yeah. So a good intention is to do that as well. A little random act of kindness. You know, you guys are always so wonderful. And this is why I love having the round table. The input is great and the exchange is really good. So I feel really blessed. So thank you guys for being here. And in our last few minutes, I just want to go around and ask everybody just to speak from the heart and talk to the listeners.
Last.
You're last. Okay. What is it? I'm not it. Is that what you're calling? So, Christine, why don't you go first?
Sure.
Shaka.
I got a Zen calendar for Christmas. My husband does know me well. Aww. And there's this one line that you could just sit with these simple lines. And it says, understanding begins when you don't understand. Like, really get into that space of not understanding why someone's behaving that way. And I feel like, oh my God, that could be a book. That could be a book on how people, like the guy going to the car, he's ready to get all pissed off. He's ready to expect the worst. And all of a sudden, bam, he's got a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
So just embracing what don't I get and how can I get it? I feel like that's like moving past the ego and getting on that path of, I get it. Like, my qualities are my flaws. They're like the best part of
me. Yeah, but they're there for a purpose so we can learn from them. So, because we come all prepackaged with everything that we need. We don't get taught to learn to look inside. All our answers are, we already have them. And the experiences that we have, good, bad, and ugly, they're all there for a purpose. They're all there for us to get better and grow and to give back and serve other people. So that's a really, I love that saying. So I'll have to write that down so I can make sure I tag it in here. Vince, what's yours?
Well, the first thing is, you said we're prepackaged.
Yep.
How come I got so much extra packing material? That's a different show.
Okay. Your insides are swollen.
All right, 24, get to the point. We only got a minute 50 left.
Okay, so in 15 seconds, today is the 41st year anniversary of the day that I asked my wife out.
Oh.
Our date. We have celebrated that for 41 years. And so,
Happy Annie.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. Celebrate with other women. Not a good idea. Note to self, don't do that next year. No. But I would say that...
She's a doll. She wouldn't mind.
Thank you. I would say that appreciate the people that are in your life that you see every day that sometimes you don't realize how much they give you because they're there every day. They're unfailable. They're always supporting you and loving you. So I love you, honey.
That's so beautiful.
So I just had a death in my family.
Oh, honey.
My godmother passed away. And it's funny because my cousin gave out... scratch-offs to everybody at the luncheon, which was so sweet. So I hear, you know, Aunt Lorraine came again to me today, so which is so lovely. But she was such an amazing woman. She gave so much love and joy and laughter to every person.
Oh, so I'm so sorry.
No, it's good. You know, she's in heaven, so she'll be watching out for us. But to carry on her beautiful soul and to not let her legacy go, because she was such a wonderful woman and... I always slept over her house when I was little and always played, and she was never judgmental, always giving. And I love her very much, and I miss her.
Oh,
very nice.
That's very nice. And thanks. Yes, that goes in line with what we're all saying is, you know, appreciate who you have and don't waste a minute. Thank you all for joining us today on Healthy Lifestyle with Lorianne. You know, my heart is always lifted by sharing this time with you. And I really appreciate the fact, because time is so limited, you choosing to have us in the background and listen to our craziness and fun and sharing. Hopefully you learned something, but we appreciate you. And just keep coming back because we'll do more things. Michael, thank you. We adore you.
I adore you too.
Aww.
He was talking to me.
No, he wasn't. Thank you all again for joining us on Healthy Lifestyle. I'm Lorianne Kasdia. Until next time, play a higher role, serve a higher purpose, show up for you, and aww, show up big.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
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 The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting, management, or its sponsors.